100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week is even. And y'all came up with a bunch of stories. I mean, imagine that happening. And, this episode is where I gather them all up and share them with you. And you can see what other people came up with and what paths to creativity and imagination and inspiration, where they've taken you. Let's go ahead and listen. I'll be back with you at the end of the show.
Good morning, this is Richard, and I've got a bit of a cold, but I shall soldier on regardless. This is my story on the topic even, and it's called Against the Odds. I've always liked even numbers. Nice, friendly characters that give you no trouble and never conspire to trip you up. Not like those nasty, argumentative odd numbers. You know the sort. Those sevens and nines that always mess up the bill or throw out the calculation. The ones that cause arguments at restaurants and make you look an idiot when adding up the groceries. And don't tell me fives are friendly. I'm pretty certain they have a hidden agenda. Give me even numbers any day. Although, I suppose eights can be tricky. And don't get me started about those sixes. There you go, I'm done. So until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Wheezy here, and this is my story for this week. She inhaled. Ah, coffee. The nice librarian had suggested the book Moving On. How appropriate. Her husband was having an affair. When she returned the book, she found out that her husband was having an affair with none other than the nice librarian. Good thing she had also picked up How to Get Rid of Your Old Life. Lots of interesting advice in it, including the few radical methods of getting rid of your old life. Books are extraordinary, and so are libraries. Nice librarians, not as much. At least, not this one. But even that problem had been solved. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzykutkoff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Even I have feelings. I grant you that they may not be the sort of feelings generally considered desirable or appropriate. But they are, nevertheless, valid. And without them, the world would be a poorer place. It would indeed be boring if lust, anger, greed, and avarice didn't exist. And how could we ever measure the more virtuous qualities and experience their benefits without their opposites? The dark side has its place, and without it, we would all be the lesser. So, thank me and celebrate my depravity. Tell me I'm important and I matter. Because even I have feelings.
Tura Brazoino here with a story on the word even. Even as Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed as these, even as the great geographer Lao Shen did not himself traverse the entirety of the Yellow River, and even as Kant confessed that Hume awakened him from dogmatic slumber, even so, the storyteller began, I cannot entertain everyone every time. After the ritual of abasement, he entered on the ritual of exaltation. This is the most marvellous story ever told. Worlds created and destroyed. Heights of passion, depths of despair. Cunning twists and sudden revelations. Finally, he began the story itself. It was a dark and stormy night.
Aloni people, Tom here, and my story this evening is called What Could Possibly Go Wrong, 021. The first time frame to make contact with the duck pint was Parker's. The aspect of the blue was thick, but he could just make out the ghostly appearance of a hand. He tried to turn towards the man in cuffs, but time was way too slow to allow that move. Also, Parker was having major trouble forming thoughts. He could summon up thingness, but Agnes danced outside his ability. Damn, he thought. Damn what, he thought. Even at the best of times, in spite of some hidden skill of a pint glass, Parker was slow on the uptake. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 821 with a prompt of even. Here's my story. Sabrina grabbed Bilbert by the collar of his jacket and pulled him back to the campfire. He hadn't really paid attention to the route they had taken through the forest and didn't know his way back out without Sabrina to guide him, so he submitted and went with her. Adult men and women surrounded the fire, while two evenly spaced lines, one a boy's, the other girl's, faced each other. Bilbert and Sabrina joined their respective lines as an elderly woman said, All right, boys, take out your rings and place them on your partner's finger. Bilbert choked. What the heck? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
There's a button on my remote that for some reason keeps bringing up water polo. I have no goddamn idea why it does. It's some sort of shortcut to a streaming guide that LG runs that defaults to a sports channel that's always showing water polo. The button is right next to my home button, so I hit it by mistake a lot. I tried to pry it out of the remote, but the remote's not having any of that. We are in an age where one button, brings you water polo. And we can't get cure cancer.
And there you have it, a plethora of stories from y'all, the weekly challengers, on the topic of even. Thank you to everyone who, well, all the things that you do. And, it's been interesting. And let's keep going. The next topic is going to be pick one. No, not pick one from a list. It's just pick one. And let's see what y'all come up with. Once again, thank y'all for being a part of this, whether you write or listen or do stuff or just all you do. And keep going. And thank you all for listening. And as always, keep it brief.